This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Now, it's really simple stuff. If you head up to the website, give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. That's it. And don't beat your brains out with it. I mean, I don't make it nuts with them. All right, so I mean, seriously, I want you to be involved, and I can let you know who's coming to the show, the kind of topics we're going to be discussing, all kinds of things. We got a list for Christmas gifts, you know, sponsors that you can purchase from. That's what you should be, but wouldn't that be nice? No joke, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, you know, I'm always telling you guys why it's so important that you make sure that you pay attention to what's going on in your kids' schools. You pay attention to what's going on, you know, I don't care if it's elementary school or what it is. You need to pay attention to what's going on, period. And the reason for that is this next story. You know, we got out with grandma, in with the drag queen. That's really what's happening now. So apparently now what we have is we have the drag queen story hours. And according to the person doing this, not the story, but the person actually doing the reading, the drag queen, it is to groom the next generation to be comfortable with drag queens, the LGBTQ community, and so on. Now, I would say this, based on... Now, this isn't somebody who's just a transgender or gay or lesbian. The drag queen, the one drag queen with the picture that I have up, looks like, you know, Satan grew two or three too many horns. Is that really what we're supposed to be doing to our kids? You know, Halloween's always been one that really kind of confused the crud out of me, too. Plenty of, you know, we spend all our years, we spend their years protecting our children. Try not to scare them to death. Try to make sure that they're not, you know, I mean, that they have a normal life, if you would. And then one night of the year, we go out of our way to do everything humanly possible to scare liquid out of them. You know what I mean? So amid the spread of controversial drag queen stories, hours at the public libraries, during which performers in full makeup and glitter read to children and toddlers, one drag queen admitted that the events are meant to groom the next generation. Now, this isn't the writer saying this. This is the drag queen. Dylan Pontiff, who helped organize a story hour for kids as young as three at the Louisiana Public Library, originally scheduled in October, is shown in a video telling the Lafayette City Parish Council at the September 17th meeting what's behind the very beautiful event. This is going to be grooming of the next generation, Pontiff said. We're trying to groom the next generation to be accepting of LGBT values. Pontiff was dressed in street clothes for the meeting, but goes by Santana Pilar. Now listen, it should be Satana when you look at the picture. We'll put them up on the website later on. Okay, I don't. What is the grooming to be? So in other words, the only way you're going to get this across is to dress the way you're dressing to talk about the LGBTQ community. Really? Pontiff also went on to say that he's been bullied most of his life for being gay. He blasted those opposed to the drag queen story hour, even those gathered at the city council meeting. Apparently, there were a lot of people in this room. I'm a big boogeyman, he said, and as you can see, I'm probably the most unintimidating person you've ever seen in your entire life. Yes, as you stand there, you look like a little feeble guy that barely can stand on his own, but when you're dressed up in your costume, you have six horns coming out of your head. You look pretty intimidating, and to a three-year-old, you look downright scary. Why is that okay for you? Do you have kids? Pontiff denied charges that drag queen story hours are overly sexual and said that he can alter content to make it appropriate for children. He can or has, I'm curious, and can go in and entertain adults in a club and also entertain a group of students and young children, he said. I'm able to do these things because I'm an adult. I'm able to filter myself. Yeah, but what if you don't use the filter I want with my kids in the classroom? See, this is back to the left believing that they know what's better for your kids than you do. They know what's better for your children than you do. This is not new. There's nothing new here. He also ripped some of the looks I've received here tonight. He called out the grumblings by those seated behind him as disgusting. He said, we're trying to teach people to be tolerable, to be patient, to be loving. And the fact of the matter is that I'm standing right here and there are probably 50 people behind me looking at me with daggers, wishing I would probably die in a car wreck. Sure, that's me. That's not what those people are believing. Those people are wondering why you have to look so hideous and ugly when you read the book. Why do you have to look so scary? Why is it that if you try to get these kids to understand the LGBTQ community, that you would do this? I get it. He said the point of the drag queen story hours is to raise people to be loving and caring individuals, not just the children at this event, but children in the future. The Lafayette event, originally scheduled in October at the library's main branch, has been postponed with no new date, according to the local news source. Paper added that the event was moved to a larger space at South Louisiana Community College, but the school backed out 2 days beforehand over security and logistical concerns. They have to get the kids there. Keep it small. And you know what I would say? You want to come up in your drag queen costume? It can't be demonic. Can't be nasty. Can't be ugly. Can't be scary. Although, I don't know what that leaves. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, head up to the website, therealside.com. You know what? Matter of fact, if you want to know more about the show, you want to know when we're going to be on, that kind of thing, send a text to TRS, right? You want to send a TRS to 313131. I can't make it any easier than that. TRS to 313131. All right? I mean, really simple. So I got to finish the story. It's like bubbling up inside here. We're talking about the drag queen. See, we don't need grandma anymore. We got drag queens reading to the kids in school so they can be more accepting of the LGBTQ community. Because that's the only way to do it, is to have these drag queens dress up. You can't do it. Why not have a, either a lesbian or gay person or transgender person, just read the stories to them. Why the drag queen? I'm just asking. I mean, the one in particular that I've got up on the screen right now that you see teaching your kids, reading to your kids, reading to your grandchildren or whatever. I mean, seriously, if that kid doesn't get sleep that night, do you get to sue the school? Will the school send somebody over to sit with your child? I'm just asking. Now, I know in Baton Rouge in Louisiana, I know they have some of this, I won't say, you know, they got some of this dark stuff going on. I get it, and some of it's acceptable. But is this? From a reading, the parents aren't very happy about it. Now, unfortunately, the Drag Queen Story, our program, whatever it was called, is turning public libraries into platforms to advance a transgender, you know, gay, lesbian revolution, places where pro-homosexual activities are given access to children as young as three. This is according to John Ritchie, director of the TFP Student Action. Instead of protecting the precious innocence of our little children with basic, wholesome stories, the libraries are misusing our tax dollars by you know, putting these kind of stories, having these kind of people show up. Now, when they start talking about these kind of people, I want to be clear about this, right? I don't believe that they're hating on them. Again, I put the picture on the screen for a reason, and it's not the only one that looks like this. You're reading stories to little kids, little innocent kids. Why would you bring the most grotesque person up there to read it? Are you drawing a similarity between the grotesque person and the LGBTQ community? Because I wouldn't. That's not the way I would handle it. That's all. I'm sure most parents wouldn't have such a big problem with this if the stories were read by people in regular street clothes. And the other thing about this, what are the stories? Seriously, I'm curious, what are the stories? LGBTQ activists have said that they're determined to, and this is according to the local person that was interviewed, determined to indoctrinate children to accept the movement that I'm here to tell you all the time. I said I wasn't indoctrinating anyone with my beliefs about gay and lesbian and bi and trans and queer people. Bear Bergman wrote a piece. He said, I've come to indoctrinate your children into my LGBTQ agenda, and I'm not a bit sorry. So he wrote the story, and then he said he didn't write the story, or he didn't say that. Right? Anyway, I'm tired of hearing about how they go to school bullied. They feel bad. They're always afraid of the straight kids. I mean, what are you building here? You know, I mean, we could do this with many groups. I could do it in my own life. You know, being an Italian, coming out of the inner city, going to a suburban school, some of the things that happened to me the first year or two I was there. You teach them how to overcome. Teach them how to push back. Teach them how to understand. You know, again, if you're gay, lesbian, or transgender, and somebody's bullying you, they're idiots. Even as a Christian, I'm going to look at you and say, look, you live your life any way you want to. Now, you don't have a right to shove it down my throat, to force me to believe, accept, be told, whatever terminology makes you comfortable. Because I always say, as a Christian, I have to lovingly tolerate the things that you do. Okay, and when I say that, what I mean is, I have to love you. I don't have to love what you're doing. I don't even have to like what you're doing. But what you try to do to us is try to force us into a corner, and you try to say, yes, we do. We not only have to like, we have to accept, and in some cases be part of. Remember the whole, several stories last year, about how phobic you were if you would even consider dating somebody your own sex. Well, why would I do that? 2011, his piece added, why would we push anti-bullying programs or social studies classes to teach kids about the historical contributions of famous queers unless we wanted to deliberately educate children to accept queer sexuality as normal? Now, again, this isn't a right-wing nut job saying this. This is gay activist Daniel Villarreal. And he wrote these in Quirky.com. I don't know how much longer they'll leave them up there after this. So again, when you have people tell you this is you pushing in, this is what you're saying, you need to point out to them, you need to set the record straight. Stop letting them get away with backing you into a corner. Stop letting them get away with making you look like the bad guy. It is getting old and irritating, frankly. And as I was telling somebody today, it's getting old and having to stick up for it on a regular basis. Don't like doing that either. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know our buddy Gerard Lomero, Dr. Lomero, he has updated slash written his piece, Establishment Republicans Lost the House, Not Trump. And I agree with him. I've been saying this without him on the air with us. When you look at the establishment Republicans in their scorecards in 2018, right, some analysts have claimed that the President Trump was responsible for losing control of the House to the Democrats, and it just can't be true. Right? Republicans, establishment Republicans generally weren't enthusiastically would endorse President Trump or his conservative populist policies. They wouldn't get behind him. Now, we've talked about that a million times. You do not have to give the guy a hug. But why wouldn't you back his policies? The numbers are now available. Republicans gave up 42 incumbent seats in the House due to retirements and resignations. There were 28 Republicans that retired in 2014, Republicans that resigned. All 42 Republican incumbents that gave up their seats were not available for fundraising in an easy re-election. More on the numbers for the 2018 race after this. Don't go far. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky. President Trump in Argentina for the G20 summit with world leaders for a two-day meeting. South Dakota Senator Republican John Thune, who chairs the Senate Republican Conference, says the president will be working on trade relations with China.
I'm hoping that there will be some constructive discussions that get held and hopefully some forward progress with respect to the trade relationship that we have with China, that they will end some of these trade abuses and create a more level playing field.
Now, during the two-day summit, President Trump was supposed to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin, but the discussion canceled. Republican Senator John Thune reacts.
I hope he uses this opportunity to unify the international community against what the Russians are doing and make it very clear that this flagrant violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and of international law won't be tolerated.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 27 points, the NASDAQ down 18. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, it's with all the stuff that's going on, and one of the things that we're talking to Corey about earlier is you need to reach out to the young people. You know, it's something I argue about on a regular basis. Got to reach out to young people. We have to reach the young people. We have to teach the young people. And that story I just read you is proof positive why you have to do it. Because all those outside influences that you don't want, that you don't want your kids to have, do you see what's happening? Right? No, come on. Do you see what's happening? They're, when I say they, those forces that you don't like, that you don't care for, that you think are bad, they're reaching them. Why aren't you? Why are you afraid to reach them the same way the other side does? Why not reach out, offer to read? Offer to read somebody. Who is Gingrich's wife? Remember?
Calista.
Huh? Calista. She writes those kids' books about, you know, our history. And she does them in such a fashion where 3, 4, 5, 6-year-olds would love those books. Weren't you reading out to...
I got a couple of them.
Yeah, we read to our little granddaughter. Okay. She reads it to our little granddaughter.
Ellie the Elephant.
But my point is, why aren't we doing this? Why aren't we reading those stories? Why aren't you reading those stories? You know somebody in Louisiana? Call them. Tell them they need to go read these stories. They need to do these kind of things. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's just infuriating at times. I hear this stuff, and I don't know why we don't engage. All right. I'm talking about how the rhinos, House establishment Republicans lost the House, not Trump. When you start looking at the numbers, you break the numbers, you see what it's all about. It's a whole different mindset. Now, there were 42 Republican incumbents that gave up their seats. They decided they didn't want to do this again. Right? 14 resigned, 28 retired, period. Now, usually, see, the Republicans will get elected again, right? They can raise the money they need to raise. Not a big deal. And if you want to look at the numbers, out of the 42, how many of them were actual establishment Republicans? Well, it turns out 25 of the 42 incumbents were not pro-Trump enthusiasts. That means the House lost 25 establishment Republicans before the election even took place. You want to know who replaced the 25 established Republicans? Well, good news for President Trump. 35 new pro-Trump Republicans won the election to the House, replacing all but 7 of the 42. All right, think about that. 35 new pro-Trump Republicans won election to the House, replacing all but 7. Not a bad result, right? He lost 25 who were not pro-Trump and pro-Trump policies. But he picked up 35 new pro-Trump Republicans, which, too bad they don't have the numbers they need, but it will help. What about the other 29 Republican incumbents who ran for re-election and lost? Of the 29 other Republican incumbents that lost, 24 out of 29, 24 were not pro-Trump enthusiasts. What is the establishment Republican scorecard? The establishment Republicans lost the following members in the House. They lost 25 of the total number of 42 retirements and resignations. They lost 24 of the incumbents of the 29 incumbents who ran and lost. So total loss, 49 established Republican seats lost in 2018. So what's the overall scorecard for the House? 234 Democrats, 199 Republicans, 2 undecided seats. Total loss of Republican seats, 39. Establishment Republicans lost the House in 2018 elections, not Trump. Now, contrary to some analysts who claim that President Trump was the reason the Republican Party lost the House, he says he disagrees. Republican candidates that supported President Trump did much better in the election. Even some Democrats campaigned that they would work with President Trump. The American voter, in my view, chose to vote out of office 49 establishment Republicans who were not conservative enough, who didn't adequately support the president and his policies in their place. Americans support the president and his policies in their place. American voters also chose to elect 35 new conservative Republicans that will support President Trump. Right? The conservative red wave may take 2 elections to complete, not 1. The American voters decided the easiest way to rid of non-conservative establishment Republican incumbents was to vote them out of the office. So step 1 in 2018, vote out the establishment Republicans. 49 are now gone. Step 2, 2020 election, replace the Republican seats lost to Democrats with conservative Republicans. The American voters realize the House will not be able to accomplish any new socialist programs in 2019 and 20 with the Republicans holding the Senate. American voters no longer tolerate establishment Republicans in Washington. Listen, we've seen this, and we've seen this happening. My team won't admit to it. It's really seriously that simple. They won't admit to it. If you're, and it's not that you're a rhino and not a rhino. You know, I don't much care for those terms. I use them because people understand them. But if you're a rhino, if you're really not going to stand for conservative policies, principles, then what are you doing there? See, I think some of those Republicans saw the writing on the wall, the ones that retired, and they realized they couldn't get behind him or didn't want to get behind Trump. Not that they couldn't, they chose not to. They couldn't get behind Trump. So they booked out. They didn't want to fight it. And I know people that don't want to fight it. I know people in politics, if there's a big fight, they're not interested. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. So we need people willing to fight. We need people willing to step up. Seriously. This stuff just, what makes me nuts about all this is we've got the ability, we've got the people to make this happen, and they won't step up. You know, and it really is that simple. They just won't step up. And I don't know how you fix it. How do we train people to step up and really do their job? Step up and really partake in the process the way they should. Anybody know? Because I don't. I don't have the answer to that. I'm like a bull in a china shop. I just want to step up. Tell me what I need to do. Send me the direction. Let me get it done. It's really that simple for me. I don't want to convolute it with a whole bunch of thinking. You know, again, as I said to you guys before, the war on Christmas is not done. It may have been lessened. We may have some support in Supreme Court over what we want to do or don't want to do at Christmas time. But it's not over. Now, colleges are trying to stamp out rights, or your kids' rights, during Christmas. Colleges have banned trees and wrapped gifts and other non-religious Christmas decorations. Even the word Christmas can no longer be used on some college campuses. And you're spending money to send your kids there. Now, whether it's a private school or not, public school, you're still sending your money to send your kid there. Right? I mean, it's that time of year filled with gifts and family and Santa Claus, and as always, free speech is being crushed again on college campuses. They love to do that. Every year, new controversies emerge because of colleges and universities inhibiting the Christmas spirit, because you got to be politically correct. In the past, colleges banned Christmas trees, wrapped gifts, non-religious Christmas decorations, even the word Christmas. A professor has called Christmas a patriarchal construct. You never notice they use these words in terms where you kind of feel like you really don't know what they mean, or you've never heard them before, and you don't want to sound stupid. And it's coming from a professor. It must be right. It must be true. It must be real, right? A college even renamed its annual Christmas event to the Hottie Toddy Holiday because they felt that that was more inclusive. Of what? Satan? The Hottie Toddy? What is that? Like bikini Santa Claus outfit? I'm curious. Anyway, we're going to talk about the legality behind that and whether a college can actually do that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Okay, so to show you how old I am, the board op just sent me a message. And he says, Hotty Toddy is a drink. How come you didn't know that? You're my producer. You're supposed to know everything. Anyway, I'm the old white guy in the room. I have no clue.
I wasn't listening to you.
You don't listen to me? All right, that's good. That works out well for note-taking. Anyway. God bless you. Anyway. So apparently it's like whiskey, honey, and lemon. It's a popular winter drink, especially if you're sick or not feeling well. And it's hot. So it's a hot drink of a lemon, honey, and whiskey. Because that's what's just what you want when you're in a party. Well, depending on the kind of party you're with.
I don't like that.
You want that?
Yeah.
Really?
I would drink that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm getting it in stereo. Oh, God. They're delicious. But you know something? One thing you never do with a live show is you never drink those during a live show because it could really be dangerous. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Thank you for that information. See, I'm the old white guy in the room. I don't know this stuff. I haven't been. Listen, in my day, you were cool. The drink of my day. And just past the Stone Age. But You would take a shot of wild turkey, and you would, what? You would dump it in a glass. What do they call those, Boilermakers? You take it, you dump it in a mug of beer, and you drink the beer and the whiskey as fast as you could. That's what made you a real man. That's what put hair, well, didn't just put hair in your chest, put hair in your nose, your ears, and everywhere else at that particular point in time. Anyway, so if you're talking about Christmas, not drinking, for God's sake. Well, I guess a lot of people drink at Christmas, too. So the Christmas season is upon us. It's the time of year where, you know, we're supposed to be thinking about all this stuff, right? And now we can't talk about these things. So legally, how far can public colleges and universities go to stifle free speech? Are these practices protected under the law, or is it a violation of our First Amendment rights? I'd say it anyway. What are they going to do, throw me out? Then you get rich. One legal resource by Pacific Justice Institute, friends of ours, Brad Dacus and his team, has the answer. Referred to as the Christmas Q&A, the document serves as a guide to provide detailed answers to frequently asked questions during Christmas, and you can use them for Easter and Thanksgiving as well. The most three important points to take away from the guide. Euphemisms have no constitutional authority. That's right. There's zero constitutional authority for the notion that we have to use euphemisms like winter break to avoid reality that Christmas continues to be the most important celebration in these United States. Right? So the Pacific Justice Institute says that colleges also have no authority to replace Merry Christmas with Happy Holidays. Christmas trees are allowed on public grounds. Did you know that? In the Supreme Court's landmark Lynch versus Donnelly case, the court's analysis of the city's holiday display regarded the tree as being a secular symbol, thus not a government endorsement of a particular religion. That's right, because you cannot find, there's no like 14th commandment that says thou shalt put up a Christmas tree. It's not a religious symbol. I always love that too. You know, it was Santa Claus, religious symbol? Right, sure. Christmas literature can be distributed on college campuses, and the right to free speech includes literature, gifts, and invitations. Most courts considering the issue have recognized the right for student expression, including gifts, not to be censored based on religious content. That's according to the courts. So next time your college campus tries to take down a Christmas tree, prevents a student organization from distributing Christmas themed literature or bans terms such as Christmas break, remember that the law is not on their side. Pacific Justice Institute is a nonprofit organization that offers legal defense against violations of religious freedom. You need to check them out. Seriously. PJI.org. You need to go there, check them out. They will defend you. They defend everybody. When it comes to religious freedoms being trampled on, and look, this is nothing compared to what they're going through in the Middle East. I get it. All right? I mean, they are truly having their religious rights trampled on some places in the Middle East. But you still, they get taken away piece by piece, little by little, bite by bite, right? Don't let it happen. Don't let it happen to you. Don't let it happen to me. You know, this is one of those things, too. In L.A., Los Angeles, the police, I don't know what it's called. It used to be called, like, Order 41 or whatever it was. But the police have orders that they cannot, should not, do everything they can not to impound the car of an illegal, no matter what, even if it's for drunk driving. Suspended license. No insurance. However, you or me, Mr. Whitey Boy, they would take our car, they would try the whole nine yards. We would be in mega trouble. Well, now it's even going further than that. A Rutgers University professor complained to their school president after campus police arrested a suspected illegal alien for driving under the influence. Now, let's get this straight. They didn't arrest an illegal alien for driving under the influence because, you know, they're going to arrest white people for driving under the influence, too. And then they allowed Customs and Immigration Enforcement to detain him. More than 100 Rutgers faculty members penned a letter to the university president, Robert Barchi, expressing their displeasure with the treatment of a man named Luis Alberto Lopez. The signatures included history professor James Livingston, who in the post about children playing at a restaurant he frequented called them little Caucasian a-holes sliding around the floor. So he writes a piece making fun of little white kids playing in a restaurant. However, he wants to stick up for an illegal alien who's already breaking the law, coming here, drinking and driving. That's okay. That's why I said they're lawless. Rutgers police approached Lopez's vehicle on September 29th for suspected DUI. Upon being pulled over, Lopez presented police officers again another illegal fake identification. Rutgers policy dictates that the university report any individual who's both arrested for a violent crime and has immigration complications to ICE. Faculty signatures the letter claimed that Rutgers unfairly treated the suspected illegal immigrant by expressly charging him. What do they want to do? Pat him on the head and tell him it's okay? They also assert that Barchi is violating his previous statement in which he called Rutgers a safe haven. Any illusion that Rutgers is a place where individuals will not be targeted on the basis of immigration status is shattered once representatives of our community entrusted with ensuring campus security collaborate with ICE. Right. So the minute one police force collaborates with another police force, shows you how whack they are, right? It now makes the campus unsafe. This goes along with the story we talked about the other night, where colleges wanted to remove guns from cops because they make the campuses unsafe. Remove guns from the cops because they make campuses unsafe. I want you to think about that. You're sending your kids to that school. We call upon you now to speak loudly and forcibly by issuing clear directives to the Rutgers University Police in writing and shared with our entire community. They are not to inquire about or report any individual's immigration status. They must not detain people for a rendition to ICE. Such a decisive statement is critical to ensure that you're going to keep our campuses safe. Right. See, I would respond in an email with two words. Pound sand. Oh, that's simple. And they're easy words to spell. I think the current safe haven status of the university is messy as it is unfair to undocumented immigrants, leaving them in legal limbo and pushing the university to be at odds with the federal agencies. That's according to Rutgers freshman Matt Kirkonskio. Communication about the school's safe haven status is of the utmost importance. Really? How about teaching our kids real history? How about teaching our kids properly? How about making sure they get a real education for the money they're giving? I didn't know that safe haven was always at the top of the list for illegals. That's what they're supposed to be doing. Really? I must have missed that directive somewhere. And again, I'm going to go back to the parents that are paying for this. Whether you're paying taxes or you're paying through a private school, why are you paying for this? What are you doing? What's wrong with you? Write this down. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you back with me tomorrow. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us, whether it's on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Sign up for our texting. We'll text you a message, let you know the show's coming up in a little bit. You want to text TRS to 313131. That's TRS to 313131. Really that simple. And if you don't like what you're seeing, you don't like what you're getting, you just type stop at any time. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Check us out on TheRealSide.com.